I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last week, the United States Commission on International Freedom released a special report on the social discrimination and abuse that Christian ethnic groups like the Kachin face in Burma. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders says it's often fueled by ethnic divides. Let's pray for Christians to bring a message of peace to the nation. The truth is, even young Christian orphans in IDP camps have forgiveness to offer.
Many of them had actually seen their parents killed by the Burmese army. And these same kids were actually praying for the soldiers that persecute them. You know, so they really truly have a vibrant faith, a real faith, you know, that's not a faith of convenience, but a faith that's real and tried and true and just a testimony of the forgiving and healing power of Jesus.
And though summer seems far away, one ministry is gearing up for summer camps in Latvia. Allison Wilson of Orphan's Heart says it gives the children opportunities.
In Latvia, it's very much a secular culture. And so for a lot of these children, you know, they're living in meager home environments. And so otherwise, they would never get to experience a camp environment. And so this is a great way for us to be able to build relationships with these children and share the gospel with them first and foremost.
Local churches step in after the camps to try and connect with the children long term to provide guidance and help. Orphan's Heart is looking for a few people to join them this summer.
We're actually looking to send 4 interns this year to Latvia for 4 weeks to work to help us run this summer camp.
And we'll connect you with the details and links at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a gift catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.